Progressive groups, including the New York Civil Liberties Union, say they're frustrated that action on left-leaning issues has stalled in New York in the final weeks of the legislative session. They held a rally to get Democrats who lead the state Senate and Assembly to move faster on items like granting driver's licenses to undocumented immigrants and workers' rights for farm laborers. WXXI's Karen DeWitt has more.
Say it loud, say it clear. Immigrants are welcome here.
Donna Lieberman, executive director of the New York Civil Liberties Union, says the first legislative session to be run by Democrats in a decade has already seen many successes. They include passage of the Reproductive Health Act. It codified the rights in the landmark U.S. Supreme Court decision Roe v. Wade into New York state law. Also, approval of the DREAM Act, which grants access to college aid for the children of undocumented immigrants, strengthened voting rights, and bail reform.
After decades and decades of being kind of do-nothing-ish in the New York State Legislature, we have a legislature that was elected to do something to fight for justice.
But she and other advocates say there's still unfinished business before the session ends, including what's known as the Green Light Campaign to permit undocumented immigrants to obtain standard driver's licenses.
It's time to reverse the ridiculously harmful and unsafe policy of denying people driver's license based on their immigration status.
The group is also seeking passage of a bill to give farm workers more rights. Students in the NYCLU's Teen Activist Project also spoke at the rally. Anna Bedell, a high school student in New York City, spoke in favor of the Healthy Students, Healthy Schools bill. It would mandate better sex education for the state's teenagers.
Most of the time, the sex ed that we are taught is about sex between straight cis couples, when in reality, many teens do not fit this narrative. Who do LGBTQ+ identified students go to when they have questions about their sexuality and relationships when the curriculum excludes them?
Ben Rothstein spoke against the increasing use of identifying software technology in schools.
Every day, from the moment I enter school, I have no expectation of privacy whatsoever. I swipe my ID so school administrators know exactly when I enter and leave. Cameras line the hallways, assiduously tracking my every move, despite my school having almost no disciplinary incidents.
Rothstein and other teenagers at the rally support a bill that would ban facial recognition and other biosurveillance technologies in public schools. He says there are better ways to ensure student safety. Since the state budget was approved in late March, action has stalled on a number of issues, including the driver's license and farm workers' bills, as well as on legalizing marijuana for adult recreational use. Supporters have not given up hope. Lieberman says it might actually be a good sign that lawmakers seem to be deliberating and considering the bills more carefully.
There's still, as we go around and talk to people, a lot of energy and a lot of commitment to try to get things done, and there are a number of our issues, I think, remain in play.
She says, after all, a lot can happen in the 5 weeks remaining in the session. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.